A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest rose up, and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles, and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area, and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full Senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Bless the man who takes refuge in him.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritus tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict: the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works might be clearly seen as done in God. Verbum Domini. And when we look through the Old Testament scriptures, we can often have this view of God the Father as being very harsh, being one of condemnation and damnation. But today, you know, we hear from Jesus in the Gospel of John that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. And then he says that there is no condemnation, that Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. And so here, the Father extends his love. He sends his Son into the world, and Jesus, who is the visible presence of the Father, comes and loves the world by giving his life for love of us. And as we look throughout the New Testament, especially in the Gospels, we see Jesus, who is so gentle, who is so kind. No, he's proclaiming the kingdom of God. Yes, he's speaking the truth. But at the same time, he's not here to condemn. He's here to invite. So there's no condemnation. There's invitation. But what we have here is that we have some resistance, especially from those who were in authority amongst the Hebrew people. No, they did not like Jesus. Now, Jesus, he's coming to speak the truth. All he does is love. And yet they oppose him. And why is that? As it explains here in the Gospel of John, that they were in the dark. And those in the dark, you know, they can't stand the light. And Jesus is all light. This is the light of his love. And they just could not stand it because now their deeds were being exposed. See, but Jesus, the Lord, in coming here and extending this invitation, no, there's this welcome to come into the kingdom of God, Jesus himself. No, here, he's not requiring anything. He's coming here and saying, let me love you. Let me embrace you with my mercy and forgiveness. And in doing this, he calls us to follow him. And in following him, you know, there is he gives us new life. And in within this context here of Holy Scripture, you know, we hear right before these verses that Jesus says that when he is raised up, he will draw all men to himself, and there he will have eternal life. And what is this speaking of? This is telling us about the crucifixion of Jesus. He comes to die for love of us. And in this death, in this sacrifice of him making himself victim, it is so pure, so full of love. And as a result of this love, this purity in the sacrifice, this love is perpetuated for all time and eternity. And so here is this love coming forth. And as we see in as we see in the crucified, there is Jesus's piercing right here, and there it goes the blood and water flowing out. It's we see this profoundly in the Divine Mercy image, you know, the blood and water flowing out. Well, this is the grace here. This is a grace in which we have eternal life. So Jesus's death, by the crucifixion and death of Jesus, we are forgiven our sins. And then by his resurrection, we are given this new life. And so here is the grace that comes, the grace coming from the wounded side of Christ, where we receive our life, where we receive eternal life. And it's given to us freely. This is a free gift, God's grace. And so with this invitation, you know, Jesus calls us to this invitation, and he says, come to me as children. He's saying, come and put the guard down. Let me in. Let me love you. And with the power of his grace, the grace of restoration, then we are transformed. Then we are made new again. So Jesus, who does not condemn, he's only here to help us. So he meets us where we're at, only to raise us up and to give us life in him. So Jesus, who truly loves, you know, that here's the God who lives among us in very harsh and austere conditions. He says that the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Foxes have dens, birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his ends, telling us that he's living in poverty. You know, relying on others for his needs, for his sustenance. You know, it says that St. Paul tells us that Jesus became poor here in this earth, so that he could live among us, so that we can become rich. And rich with his grace. No, rich with his own life that is our inheritance, that is meant to raise us up. And so wherever we're at, we may have sinned. We may have fallen short. You know, it may be very difficult to overcome certain vices. You know, we may see our weaknesses, our faults as insurmountable. But come to Jesus, because Jesus, he's not going to condemn you. And yes, being in sin, here I am, here's the light. But Jesus, who extends his hand and brings you close to himself, and he helps you endure the light of the truth. You know, he's there like a physician. We call him the great physician, that Jesus, he helps rehabilitate us. This is what restoration is all about. It's a rehabilitation of the soul. So that in this grace that we receive, this rehabilitation of the souls, then our soul becomes more conformed to that of Jesus Christ. And then, you know, in that, the mind is conformed, the heart is conformed. And then we're like Jesus. And this is a gift for each and every one of us. So what we find in the life of darkness, of sin, there is misery there. But yet in Jesus there is true life, because it is his own life. And this life he lived in this world of ours, in this world that we see overtaken often by darkness, by evil. But Jesus shows us how to overcome that. Through him, through his power, through his grace that he gives us freely. And so, brothers and sisters, wherever we're at, if we've fallen, if we've been laxed in our spiritual life, Jesus is right there. He says, put the guard down. Come to me like children, and let me love you. And in this love, there we are. We are healed. We are restored. And give a new life. God bless you all.